Stuck by Jack Gabalinsky. Isabella bounced her tennis ball across the playground. One bounce, two bounce, three bounce. She counted the bounces as she walked. Thunk! The ball stopped bouncing. It went down a hole. Isabella reached into the hole. She could squeeze her hand in, but she couldn't grab the ball. It was too far down. She found a stick and tried to get the ball up, but that didn't work either. She asked one of the big kids,
"Hey Holly, can you get my ball for me please?"
Holly tried, but her hand was too big. Holly called out to Tani.
"Tani, how can I get this ball out?"
Tani looked down the hole. "You can't," he said. "I lost one down there once. It had to stay there." Ms. Goldie was walking over to the staff room.
"Ms. Goldie!" called Isabella. "Can you please get my ball?"
Ms. Goldie got down on her knees. She tried to fit her hand down the hole. She tried to get the ball out with the stick. "I'm sorry," said Ms. Goldie. "It's really stuck." Isabella asked Mr. Campbell, the caretaker. He took one look.
"Sorry," he said. "Once they're down there, they stay there. You can't get them out."
Isabella looked down the hole. She felt very cross, but she needed to think. Soon, she had an idea. She ran to Mr. Campbell's workshop.
"Can I borrow a bucket?" she asked.
"Sure," said Mr. Campbell. Isabella filled the bucket with water. She carried it carefully to the hole and tipped the water in.
Up floated the ball.
"Gotcha!" yelled Isabella.
One bounce, two bounce, three bounce.